At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
It's Sue and Kendra Morning Magic. We've been talking about sort of, nostalgic TV because now everybody streams and everybody's in different places and you've seen the whole series and I have seen only one season and la la la. But back in the day, we were all in the same place. We would all wait for Cheers to come on because Thursday nights was Cheers. That was right. The coveted spot, the Thursday night lineup.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I remember for me, I remember TGIF, which was, I think, ABC, and I was a kid of the 90s, so I remember it was Full House, Family Matters, then Step by Step, and then Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and I remember the order of the time it was on, and I couldn't wait when Full House came on. It was one of my favorites.
Whatever happened to predictability?
I mean, come on. Twin theme songs were, well,
I watched it because of John Stamos. I had a huge crush on John Stamos, still do. Mine was, because I'm older than you, so it was Thursday nights, I'll never forget, 8 o'clock, it was Happy Days, followed by Laverne and Shirley, followed by Three's Company, which my parents weren't really psyched for us to watch. I really wasn't supposed to watch that.
It was a little bit on the edge.
It was a little for the time.
Right?
Now it's not. It was a little on the edge, and they were sort of like, So sometimes I got to watch it, and as I got older, then I could watch it, and that was like a huge deal that I could stay up to watch Three's Company.
I know, but see, those shows, and we're not alone because people have been calling all morning with shows that they remember, some that we don't even remember.
I know.
But I miss those days of appointment watching TV and having to wait and having be excited about what was happening in the episode.
Because you know what? In today's world, like, I feel like we're all swirling around in these separate circles, and this was something back then that brought us all together. We were all watching the same shows. We were all waiting and watching them at the same time, and then we'd all talk about them the next day.
Right.
So it brought us together. And we don't have a lot of that these days.
Agreed.
You know? Agreed. And I know I sound like I'm on the soapbox.
You're not alone. No.
We need more of that.
No, you're not alone. Hi, Morning Magic. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maureen. How are you?
Good, Maureen. How are you?
Good, thanks. I was calling in regard to, like, sharing, programs that you watched and, you know, you had to wait for that next episode. But I really liked North and South with Patrick Swayze years ago.
I remember
that. It was
that.
The Civil War.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know that show.
So that was, that was a good one.
Was that in the 90s?
I want to say it might have even been the 80s. I'm not sure.
And I know it all kind of blends together.
Well, anything with Patrick Swayze, I would watch in a heartbeat. But it's funny that you remember those. Do you remember when it was on, the day and the time?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I just, you know, I was kind of contemplating what you were saying and the different shows that you watched, and you know, that one kind of came up because it was that kind of mini series, the same as Richard Chamberlain would have done.
Yeah. And the thing is, everybody was in the same spot, you know, because one episode would come out a week or whatever, and everybody was talking about it because everybody was in the same exact spot, like waiting for the next thing to happen. And I feel like that was kind of a fun place to be because you could just all talk about it together.
No, true. I agree. Yeah. But everybody, you know, has been streaming and watching different shows, and I'm still trying to catch up.
I kind of long for those days again of waiting, of appointment TV. I want to bring it back.
No,
thanks
I do
for,
too.
Thanks
I
for calling, too. Maureen. We appreciate you.
All right, ladies. Have a good day.
You too. By the way, 1985, North and South. I just looked it up.
Okay. Oh, that was peak Swayze right there.
I'll show you some photos in a minute.
I know. Peak Swayze. But you know what? And you know what? As we're talking about this, I'm thinking, like, this is what we are. We're just like we're like a classic TV show, Sue, you and I. We'll just come to us, you know, life is busy, life is crazy, you know, just come to us. We'll be like your old favorite TV show.
That's right.
We'll ease you into your day, your work week. We'll make you laugh. Listen, everything's messy. And
make you feel warm and fuzzy and like everything's going to be okay.
That's right. We got you, Boston.